Yes, 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 yes. What's good, my people? We live. We back, baby. And do you know what? Shout out Skeptic, because he's doing a mad thing right now. He's doing a mad Celine. It's what a man asks for, you get me? It's what a man actually asks for, like, this year, bring back remixes and all of that. And this is where we're at right now. Shout out the man, shout out Stainless for this one.
Let's go.
Yeah. Big Smokes.
Grease.
We don't get angry, we don't get even.
Nah.
We don't talk about beef by the way that I mentioned, I just turned vegan. Trust. I need the pagans grieving so they can see my new Top Boy season. I need the pagans alive so they can all see that it's still my time. I don't know why they act tough online. I see them outside and they ain't say nada. Soon as you say on site, we looking for you like some vintage Prada. Looking for you like some archive pieces. Jealousy in the ends. They hate when you become successful, but in the trenches we were all friends. How long we trying to pretend? I know they love to see me do well, but only when it benefits them. Is it about money or is it about girls? Either way, I'm threatening men. See, just text said diligent, yeah, cause the outfit's making sense. I told him it cost me.
Yeah, but what you heard that one now, yeah. Let's let me see what you're thinking of this one. Shout out Stainless on the product.
Yeah, we don't get angry, we don't get even. We don't talk about beef by the way that I mentioned, I just turned vegan.
Yeah.
I need the pagans breathing so they can see my new Top Boy season.
Grease.
I need the pagans alive so they can all see that it's still my time. I don't know why they act tough online. I see them outside and they ain't say nada. Soon as you say on site, we looking for you like some vintage Prada. Looking for you like some archive pieces. Jealousy in the ends. They hate when you become successful, but in the trenches we were all friends. How long we trying to pretend? I know they love to see me do well,
what?
But only when it benefits them. Is it about money or is it about girls?
Men.
See, just said diligent, yeah, cause the outfit's making sense. I told him it costs.
Yeah. We live, man. We live. Literally. But yeah, man, shout out Skeppy, Tribal Mark out now and that, you get me? But if you didn't know, he's released Gas Me Up, that's the name of the rhythm, and he released it with a cappella, so like basically bare producers and that, and just refixing it and shit like that. I feel like there's one more that I want to play. I'm pissed that I'm not playing Vince's one right now, but oh. Vince, you know what to do, my boy. He's gonna get there anyway. But this one, I think, was crazy. Sample things.
We don't get angry, we don't get even. We don't talk about beef by the way that I mentioned, I just turned vegan. I need the pagans breathing so they can see my new Top Boy season. I need the pagans alive so they can all see that it's still my time.
Trust.
I don't know why they act tough online. I see them outside and they ain't say nada.
Yeah.
As soon as you say on site, we looking for you like some
vintage Prada.
Looking for you like
some archive pieces. Yeah, man, you see what we're, you know what I'm saying? He's really heating up right now, man. He's really heating up, and shout out, that's Capital Keys with a K for capital, you get me? Shout out him, man. He's smokey thing still. But yeah, man, if you're a producer and that, Koya Bricks, go whip that up. And also, I've challenged the man him that drop a verse in there as well, innit? Might as well drop a quick 16.
Mm.
Drop a, you know what I'm saying? If we're doing the remixes. Let's do it, you feel me?
Nah, that's proper store.
Let's do it, like, let's run it up. Like, man, yeah, bro. This is the energy. This is hip hop. Do you know what I'm saying? This is where we're at, man.
Nah, this I like this. I like this. This is smart store.
Big business. Big business, no kizzy.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, man. He's heating up. I don't know, should I, let me, one more for the head tops. I feel like Wizkid, oh, why is the producer, he did one and I'm trying to find it. That's not this one. Do you know what? Do you know what? Fuck it. This one's different. Jealousy in the ends. I hate when you become successful, but in the trenches we were all friends. How long we trying to pretend? I know they love to see me do well, but only when it benefits them. Is it about money or is it about girls? Granted, I'm threatening men. See, just text it diligent, yeah, cause the outfit's making sense. I told him it costs to be the boss and to be this fly. The same as friends. And we just went triple platinum. Check the what? Oh no, the lyricism, or the lyrics, I should say, the lyrics. I'm not gonna go that far. The man's gas.
I'm not gonna say he's the sharpest lyricist, but what I'll say is, what he says, just cuts through differently. It just cuts through differently than the rest.
Like man don't need many shots on target. Like man's gonna shoot. Yeah, I mean, jealousy in the ends. The hate when you become successful, but in the trenches we were all friends. Word. We trying to pretend. I know they love to see me do well, but only when it benefits them. Is it about money or is it about girls? Either way, I'm threatening men. See, just text it diligent, yeah, because the outfit's making sense. I told you to be the boss and to be this pride. Yeah, man, shout out all the producers that are on that, man. It's fucking, these are the vibes, man. This is the shit I like. You feel me? This is shit I like, for real, for real. Yeah, man. And if you don't know, go fucking get the acapella and whip up your thing. This is your time to shine, producers. You know what I'm saying? This is your time still.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. Gas me up. How are you feeling?
I'd unlisten to it, because, brother, you already know, a man's not trying to hear the single if I know you got album on the way in it. I'd rather just hear it where it comes in an album, do you get me? But
unless it's Drake, but yeah, cool.
Even then. But anyways. But yeah,
that's evidence.
Because the snippet came out a few months ago, innit?
But I don't know if there was an actual how do you call it? An actual diss things.
What do you mean?
Like I don't know if that was the snippet that came out.
Yeah, it was.
What part? Because
the same clip of.
Yeah, of them two of together. Clint.
Yeah, that was there. That was there from time ago. That's the one that dropped.
Yeah, the clip was there, but I can't remember seeing the vocals and whatnot, that being part of the leak, innit? But yeah, I can't remember those bars, innit? I can't remember a bar from these, innit? But yeah, he's cooking still, and he's got a movie, Tribal Mark, in the cinemas, I believe. It's supposed to be a Sky movie, a Spy kind of movie, I think.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it's about
Is it not?
I thought it's about his upbringing.
Why did you think that?
Because called Tribal Mark.
Nah, from what I've seen, he's been talking about how he wanted to do something different, change the narrative in terms of like James Bond and Red Tete, like always talking about a white black James Bond and Red Tete, and he's like, nah, he kinda wants to create like a whole new like world in it, basically, but it's a spy movie but for like niggas really, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? But yeah.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. I wanna go see it still.
Yeah, it's in every cinema, I believe, so yeah, go support the kiddie.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, today's a good day, mate. This is this is hip hop, baby.
There's a lot going on, man.
This is hip hop.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. Do you do quick intro?
Quick intro. It's your boy Mike, aka Mike's very own.
Please.
AK Madge is here.
Yeah.
AK Naked with. Wait. Hold on. Let me start again. Cool. It's your boy Max, AK Max Rio, AK Madge is here, AK Nick with our headphones, AK, you already know what time it is, head honcho of the Pappy's Angels Association, AK, back outside, boys, AK, Himothy Williams.
True that.
Yeah, we're here still.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, Iris, top shooter, art dealer. Do you know what I'm saying? Hayden FC. Do you know what I'm saying? It's me, man. Hip Hop Ultra. It's me. And if you didn't know, I'm a Super Eagle. And we still here, oh, baby. Brother. Super Eagles. Let's go.
Let's not even think about it.
Let's
that
go. Yeah, man.
It's been a depressing day. well, not even depressing day.
Let's
depressing
go.
Last week.
Yeah, so see. We here, baby. Hopefully we can do it, man.
Let's
but,
see.
Literally, let's see. But yeah, I mean, where should we go? Bigfoot?
I mean, oh, brother.
Like, where should we go? Like, there's a lot.
You know what? Because
there's a couple things. You get me? A couple things we want to talk about.
Let's get into Nicki first. Nicki versus Meg.
Mm.
So, last week,
Friday,
Megan dropped her single, Kiss.
Yep.
And very nice visual, by the way, I shall say. But the actual content, for me, I feel like once you've heard one Megan song, you've pretty much heard the majority of them. Or you can guess pretty much what the content is going to be about. Examples being niggas can't fuck with her. Niggas and bitches be on her dick. People love this pussy. Which, by the way, let me clarify. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the content in it. I'm just saying, it's pretty much repetitive, and if you're not really a fan of her in particular, you might not gravitate to her. However, I say that to say, within the song, she throws a few shots. Should I say, wait, my mic is bare loud. Hold on. What am I saying? Yeah, she throws a few shots. I think at Drake.
Yeah,
but 100% at Nicki.
Man said, "Yeah, get the Drake bar because that drop bar was sensational."
And I said, mean, was it sensational?
Hating on BBLs, but they have the same scars.
But I mean,
oi, couldn't be my goal, man. Drake listen, could never, for real.
Like the girls say. She ate. Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, wait, this nigga ain't being the allegation. Oh,
yeah. Yo. Nah, it's funny. Because my girl says the exact same thing. Fuck, you know. Oh, my God. Wait. What am I saying? Yeah. Cool. So what she says. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law.
Huh.
That's tough. Let me break it down.
Yep.
Courtesy of Genius. Big up Genius. Megan's law is a federal law in the United States that requires law enforcement to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders. This is likely a shot at fellow artist Nicki Minaj, whose husband, Kenneth Petty, is a registered sex offender after pleading guilty at age 16 to attempted rape. In July 2022, he was sentenced to a year of house arrest for failing to register his new address after moving with Nicki Minaj to California. And yes, this is what set off the events that that followed. What's the other one as well?
The one for Nicki or?
Nah, you said the one about Drake, and then
I feel like I don't know if there's any other strokes for anyone else though. I think
apparently there was one for Rihanna, Tory as well. One
really,
indeed. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral.
Hey, she's heating up. Oh my days. I need to get some sound effects, bro.
What else?
Hey, I'm trying to see. She's heating up still.
I mean that's really it, to be honest. But yeah, the main one was Nicki.
Yeah,
Drake will probably send her a few bars whenever next he drops a song. I don't doubt that. Yeah. Along with Mos Def, by the way. But anyway,
I doubt.
Yeah.
He probably will.
But yeah, Nicki went on to go to Instagram and she just started, rapping. But even this rapping, I was just disappointed. I'm not gonna lie to you still.
Facts. But also, just before you get into what Nicki's reply, I did like the fact that Megan called into the Breakfast Club and she did all of that.
That's
like,
bringing shit back.
Exactly. Do you know what I'm saying? The nostalgia effect, like, it's kind of bummy because Hot 97, like, you guys didn't get no play. Like, you didn't think to shout Nicki, like,
this. They ain't the guys no more.
That's tough. Like, nobody had Nicki's line. This would have been the perfect, do you know what I'm saying? Like, the perfect alley-oop for them, man, to just get back in there. But
which is sad, considering how iconic and legendary
they Hot 97
is. But
yeah, facts. Ebro, like, Rosenberg's and...
What's her name?
Fack.
Shit. Bro.
Martinez?
No. Angie Martinez went to Power 105. So she's not even there no more.
Yeah.
I forgot, man.
My bad.
Which is sad, unfortunately.
My bad, man. But shout her out regardless, innit? But yeah, no. That's called the nostalgia part. But yeah, get into this week reply.
Nicki, man. Nah, first of all, I'm disappointed. Cause you're supposed to be an elder statesman in this thing. Like, you're sitting at the table where, like, hip hop royalty are to me. And this is what we're doing?
Yeah, it stinks.
We're resorting to tweeting.
Yeah, I'm going in live and
Twitter fingers turn the trigger. Oh gosh. Bro.
Yeah. And you know what I find funny as well, in terms of some of the actual disses, yeah. Like, some of the actual disses she was cussing her for, basically trying to say, like, you can sleep with her for a future. This is what Nicki's saying, but obviously, allegedly, Nicki has done the same in the past, though. Like, apparently she was...
Allegedly.
She was about in the past.
Allegedly.
Allegedly too, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, so, it's kind of funny, like, you feel me? Like, there's still his Gucci, do you know what I'm saying? The Wayne and Drake, apparently, do you know what I'm saying? Let's not even do that. Bro, but I'm only saying this now because if she said this about Megan, like, you can't be, do you know what I mean? You can't be saying that if niggas can have said something about you, the same thing, like, allegedly, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, because on her come up, apparently she was...
It was rumours. There was nothing ever proven.
Yeah, same as half of the shit that she's talking about.
Yeah, but she...
You got proof that she fucked Future?
Who?
Megan.
No. I'm not speaking to that. Oh, but Megan's, I'm talking about that specific point. I'd say relationships are probably more documented in terms of who like she's who been with. Tory party.
Yeah, that's it. Nikki was implying that some of the features that she's got is because she slept with him.
Lukaku. Fucking, who else?
Oh, that's a thing.
Broski.
That's a nigga stealing in living.
Broski. Listen, first of all, sidebar. Shout out to Lukaku, because his resume is salute.
Hey.
Yeah, big up to my man still.
In this life of money, man.
Facts. Facts.
But I'm not even gonna hate on him because he's him in his own world, isn't it? Like, but yeah, no, big up still.
Facts. But back to it, yeah. Yeah, whereas Nicki, even though she fed into the whole, oh, I love Wayne, I love Drake, the whole like cosplaying a relationship or whatever, we only really know of Safari, Meek, her current guy.
Yeah, yeah, I hear it, but I don't think Nicki was talking about the relationship she was talking about. Like, I don't think, okay, yeah, she told her for the Tory Lanez thing, but I think she also, like, she implied that she fucks niggas for features that's what she said in the song.
I feel like with diss records, you're always going to ride the line of truth and
extremism.
So you're gonna say things that aren't necessarily true.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're just gonna say it for like shock value, innit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But even a diss,
it was poor, man. Nature, I think, man. She probably had maybe 4-6 bars out of there where she was actually trying to rap for a minute, like 30 seconds, where she's actually trying to rap to an extent. Like, the rest of it felt like she was just talking and whatnot. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, she weren't really trying to do a thing like that. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I don't know, man. She's
also bringing her dead mum into it. Nah, I don't rate that in the fucking slightest. Regardless if you have a disagreement or whatever.
She's saying, because obviously my man brought up her husband, innit?
Cool, but at least, bro, you don't speak ill of the dead man in any circumstance. So I don't
give a shit. That, but yeah, I'm just I hear you. I hear you.
Like,
but I want what I do want to see now. I need to see Megan actually respond, bro. Like,
she probably will.
But why haven't we seen probably already? I don't think he will at the same time, though.
But you're expecting...
Because this record wasn't like your normal diss record. This one was like a well-thought-out single.
Wait, who?
Megan's. Megan's. Like, it was a single. Like, that obviously...
But that's been her rollout for music. Like, Megan is not a... She's not a project artist for me. She's a singles artist. Like... That's what she does. She'll drop singles.
Yeah, I think she's got singles, though. Like, I don't know.
Brother, name me a Megan Thee Stallion project.
Broski, don't...
Name it.
Let's not do that.
Name it.
Let's not do that.
Exactly. Man, point proven.
Bro, listen. I can only mention you one Nicki Minaj album, bro. That don't mean shit.
Okay. Name me a Megan Thee Stallion single.
I don't listen to Broski. You're trying to make me say shit that I'm not trying to say. Like, I don't like. Come on, bro.
We'll keep it moving.
I don't listen to.
But
I don't relate to their music, innit? So I don't.
Brother, 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 brother.
I'm not. Yeah, bro.
Listen. Let's not alienate the women I listen. But anyway, yeah. Fucking.
I don't do all
that. Back to it.
Yeah.
back to it. I don't think Megan's gonna come back, just drop a song right after this, going at Nicki.
Why not?
Because I don't think she's built like that. Even though she's a rapper, I don't think she's built like... She's willing to go bar for bar with Nicki. I don't think so.
I'll be real. I think she
should. And I don't think she can.
But, broski, I don't... Do you know what it is, yeah? The fact that you mentioned the Megan's Law thing, I feel like you kind of... Because that's as direct as can be, bro. Like, in terms of, like, that's a definite Nicki shot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So, because you've done that now, you're expecting a comeback of Murder Tear. So, I'm also expecting, if we're doing this hip-hop thing, you're going to get back in the booth when Nicki responds.
For me, if you knew that was the case, you should have had something locked and loaded, ready to go. Locked and loaded.
Yes and no, because I mean, like, she's an artist, isn't it? Like, for me, I think I would like to actually hear what the response
but
is going to be.
At this point, it's not about artistry no more. It's about bars. This is rap beef.
Yeah, but because now she's heard what Nicki's got to say, do you get what I'm saying? Now you can respond to what Nicki said and meh, teh, teh.
Let's even go into what Nicki said real quick. Nicki, man. This little begging whore talking about Megan's Law. For a free beat, you can hit Megan Raw.
Did you see?
If you're a ghostwriter, partying Megan Draw. Shots thrown, but I still ain't let Megan score. Yeah. Bad bitch, she like 6 foot. I call her Big Foot. The bitch fell off, I said, get up on your good foot. Still ain't topped, Red Ruby. Trying to steal the sauce, I said, get up out of my cookbook. But really, I'm a sweetie pie. P-R-T-T-Y, but I'm P-E-T-T-Y.
Wrap it up, man. It stinks. It stinks. There's nothing there that is all... Like, literally.
Nah, this ain't it, yo.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I feel like... But do you know what's unfortunate, though? I feel like it's going to take... I think Nicki knows to an extent that she's not going to respond, like, give a serious response anyway. That's why she didn't take her diss record serious anyway. Do you know what I mean?
This is just disappointing, man.
Yeah, because you built off, like, real diss records and shit like that. Like, let's actually get
bruv. Nicki, who has done so much for hip-hop, fuck just women or men or whatever. Mm. We're just talking hip-hop, period. The fact that you've contributed so much to it.
Yeah.
You know what it takes.
Yeah.
You've come up under one of the most impactful rappers hip-hop has ever seen.
Yeah.
Come up alongside one of the most important artists we've seen in our lifetime too, in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen what he's done. When faced with opposition, you were right there in that whole Meek Mill Drake beef. You were with Meek at the time. Okay. So you knew what happened.
Mm.
And you saw how the man were battling, so to speak.
Yeah.
You've had your prize with like Remy Ma. You handled that. Better than this. This is just disappointing, man. Like, the bars are weak. You're going on Twitter, hyping up the bars. You're writing out the bars before the song's even dropped. what part of the game is that? I expect more from you.
Yeah.
And the bars ain't even that. bro, you say you study the likes of Jay-Z, yeah. Wayne,
yeah,
and this is the best you've got.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Nah, man.
This ain't it, man. Well, that's why I feel like, do you know what? Yeah, that's why I feel like it's set up for Megan to actually maybe look like she's won this, especially if she comes out with an actual diss record where it's okay, we're direct. It's just straight for Nicki now. Like, do you know what I'm saying? The alley-oop is there, bro. The alley-oop is there for her just to, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you know what's mad? I don't even feel like the damage needs to be done by Megan at this point. This is self-damaging anyway. Like, from now on, you can't really chat to Cardi B and say, oh, you're shit, you're whatever, you want to be sending shots. Or send shots to Meg, like...
I mean, no, the Cardi B thing is still dirty because obviously they ain't had their own official thing.
Yeah, okay, cool. Like, it's not been saying? As direct yeah, as this. Yeah. But, cool.
This one... But like you said, yeah, this one just stinks. It's even worse because obviously it's Nicki, innit? She's supposed to be a Barbers, like, she's supposed to, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's kind of mad the fact that the people around her allowed her to be like,
that's why I'm
just put this out, like, what are we doing here, bro? This literally feels like the first draft and just gone out, like, didn't even bother to fill in the lines.
Bro, have you seen the Instagram live of her? Like, rehearsing the bars.
Yeah. I saw that and I said, yeah, she's gone mad. Especially because the bars that she was repeating, like, on your dead mama, I was like, yeah, that's wild, bro. She's gone too far. But, like, yeah. Nicki, man, it's not looking good, bruv.
Nah,
it's
man.
It's not looking good, bruv.
It's not, man. It's just...
But, yeah,
it's just disappointing.
I think for hip hop though, I need the Megan response. But for Megan's sake, I don't think she actually, like you said, I don't think she actually does need to respond because Nicki didn't shine herself. Like, Nicki didn't cook her,
bruh. This is what I want.
Yeah,
that's all right, cool. Let's make this interesting. But bruv, you're not even doing that, G.
Mm.
Come on, man. You're better than this. You're better than this. But whatever, man. I just hope Nicki can... I say bounce back. But, bruv.
Relatively speaking, I guess.
Bruh. Yeah, just... Yeah, move past this. I'll say, Meg, keep doing your thing, baby girl. Yeah, Nicki, it's just cooked, man. It's just cooked. And it's sad to see your legends go out like this. But then, it happens, man.
Yeah.
It happens, though.
But there was a lot of stuff going on in terms of, like, I was sending shit today. To the DM. Let me see. Was I sending it to you? Did she call her a racist? Oh no, I feel like this is someone else. Because, yeah, but basically, Nicki was even in people's comments that were on TikTok and that. Like, she big
bro,
she's like, yeah, no, it's smelling
Nicki,
smelling
you're up doing, oh me, bruv. Bruv,
yeah.
I'm used to, alright, cool, man's not even gonna talk, just drop the song. If the song's not good, cool, but at least you're doing that. Gee,
yeah.
Ah, Nicki, man. You're going outside, man.
Read this quickly.
making fun of Megan's southern accent and flow when you had to bring your ass down south and sign to southern rappers to take off. It's hilarious. That's a fact, by the way. New York wasn't even accepting your ass until Gucci Mane, Lil Wayne and Birdman made you up. Put some respect on southern rappers. You elite is pretentious. I'm not going to say that because love that. But,
is she really?
How could you? Yeah, she's from Trinidad.
That's actually funny.
But yeah, a man trying to use immigrant as like a diss, but that's just corny to me. But anyway.
That's a bit Landstar.
I mean, that's a fact. Even though she came up through Waka Flocka's mum. But she's from New York. But then settled down in South. But that's a fact.
Yeah.
Allegedly clear your legs to married men. You're allegedly racist. You can't embarrass me because there's nothing you will say that people haven't heard. But now I'll share your alleged tea. The executives funding you. Allegedly you do drugs with America. I can't lie. Nikki is acting like a person who is on drugs right now. Big man thing. I'm being so serious.
Yep, that part.
Post which confirms that she was calling me an ugly disease in her DMs. And these comments are just as unhinged. And I am not sure what the hell...
This is someone that's going at Nikki, but...
So many comments...
But the fact that she's doing this...
Post which confirms that she was calling me an ugly disease in her DMs. And these comments are just as unhinged, and I am not sure what the hell she's talking about. So the first one reads, allegedly close your legs to married men. You are allegedly racist. Second one says, you can't embarrass me because there's nothing you can say that people haven't heard, but now I'll share your alleged tea and the executives funding you. Allegedly, you do drugs with a married executive, allegedly, and God is about to pull you down to the pits of hell until you apologize, allegedly. Allegedly, stop allegedly sleeping with married men, allegedly. Your karma is near. My prophecies are always spot on. Repent, wicked woman, repent. And then she writes, I didn't delete anything. You are allegedly effing a married executive, allegedly. I'm taking a photo of this. Don't delete it, ugly. And then she writes, Pink Friday 2, allegedly the executive whose alleged D you are allegedly sucking hates you. Stop deleting my comments. You are going to lose this one. I'm not deleting her.
Nikki said stop deleting my comments.
Comments? I've been posting videos of all of her comments. Then she says, Barbs, this is call to action. It isn't funny that this ugly infested worm can't stop talking about the Pink Friday 2 tour. Report, harassment, bullying, ugly. I think it's funny that she wants to have people report me for harassment and bullying while calling me ugly in the same sentence. And then she writes, he told his wife about your bald spots, allegedly. Like, this is just becoming hilarious. What? Allegedly, you have been effing and sucking a married man. Allegedly, it was an alleged blind, deaf, dumb item. Allegedly, the executives, both male and female, make you crawl like a dog and scratch behind your flea-infested ears. And the last comment I could find from her reads, show your withered vagina that you sent to a married man, allegedly. You are unfit, allegedly.
This is mad.
You know what, yeah, that just stinks because Nikki actually just going through her TikTok and searching her name and actively responding to people that are talking about the thing is just,
you know,
it stinks.
The bail I will give her is that I don't know what this woman has said to Nikki plus I'm not just gonna have, how do I say this? I'm not going to have women of non-colour just speaking on women of colour, especially black women like that. Yeah, that's not happening. But anyway, I don't know what was said. However, Nikki, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, I seen a couple. Obviously, the barbs are going mad, and I seen a couple. Like, I seen one girl from Alabama saying that, yeah, they tried to dox her, and that she just had to warn. She just had to warn the barbs. Like, in Alabama, she, well, number one, it says no trespassing in the front of her door. And at the back, she's got two German shepherds. And in her room, she's got a gun.
Fucking
So, if you do come here trying to play games, yeah, in Alabama, the law says shoot to kill.
Mm.
If they come in your, if you come in your thing. So, yeah, I don't think no one's playing no games with her still. So, yeah, man. And that's just obviously just people commenting on the whole thing and whatnot. But, yeah, no, I find that shit funny, man. But, yeah, it's not looking good, bruv. Like, Nikki, it's a bit embarrassing, love. I'll be honest. It's a bit embarrassing. And, yeah. I want Meg to come back, because this will make it... Because I feel like Meg coming back is going to make Nikki actually record a proper thing, innit? But it's also funny, it's like, rah... Should Meg even bother trying to come back? Because obviously, like you said, this is weak enough, innit?
Mm.
And I feel like if Nikki actually does a proper diss record, she'll probably cook her, innit?
That's what I'm saying.
She'll probably cook her. But
Nikki can do this. This is my thing.
But I feel like what Megan could do is literally take a leaf out of Drake's book and create a back-to-back type vibe. And yeah.
But, bro...
A back-to-back vibe, so it's not like it's a hit/diss record. To be honest, this is probably what the hiss thing is. It's a hit/diss record, like it. Do you know what I'm saying?
This ain't a hit, man. Hissing it.
Okay.
Hissing it.
It's actually a decent song, though.
It's more not a hit.
Okay, maybe hits a reach, but I mean single. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, man.
You don't think they're going to be playing that in the clubs?
100% not.
I think they might be.
100% not.
We'll see.
I might be wrong.
We'll see.
But
we'll
for
see.
Me, no.
No.
That's no. No.
No. I hear it.
But, yeah.
Should we switch lanes? You know what? There's something I put in. Did you hear this snippet from Chance?
No.
Yeah.
Your guide on some Def Cab for Cutie. Let's grab a smoothie, sit back and just laugh. The movie is
this
so
is plain.
The place is gold framed. I'm sipping a gold drink. I'm drinking on my frequent flyer miles. It's Coltrane. The diamonds on my necklace keep doing the soul train. The line in my head keep doing its own thing. I never been one to take half of the whole thing, but every single one of my ops is a whole lane. Goodness gracious, this is spacious. How you turn the black star line into a spaceship? How you fit the moment in the carousel art? How you take the big body, make it parallel park? I'm the pirate that became the pilot, ho. I can do this shit with both of my eyelids closed. Please. I got keys in every color like a xylophone. That's the plan, I'ma drive it home. Yeah, captain, bunch of reruns, but what's happening? Where we at? On the map, it's still happening. I know a nigga in a field, he's still trapping. They sent tears from heaven, but still, niggas clapped him. Let me in the driver's seat, I'm floating this bitch. I mean, high speed, red mean, going this bitch. Like I got a whole coke, I ain't a boat in this bitch. I'm about to Wingardium Leviosa this ship. This that midnight train, the Georgia Polar Express, the solar eclipse, the cola is crisp, the silverware is stainless, gorgeous, jade and porcelain. Nola is next, they came aboard, they changed the course. Went from Hispaniola straight to Angola. No layovers on this Range Rover. Mm-hmm. Fly like Denzel with the hangover. Will be your ride, we could carpool. I mean, niggas will school down if the car full. What? I mean, I'm out here rapping like I went to art school. The bars is like a bar stool. I got bars full. Bug is like a harpoon. I got shark food.
Okay.
Next to your window, there's a menu. What we have this evening?
Okay.
A list of wines and also options if we have some vegans.
Yeah.
I know you beefing, even if you say you turned a leaf in.
Yeah.
On this path, we all each other have. So if it start to go down, we put on each other's masks. This a carpool, so it turn into a raft. This a warship, it could turn into a draft. I love this car. I can never pimp my bride. It talked to me, told me I should put rims inside. Let's build our own bank, hospitals, army, schooling, and I will
be your everything. Yeah, this. You know what this is? Do you know what this is, Max? That's lyrical exercise.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
I agree.
Do you hear a lyrical exercise
there?
I agree.
That's fire.
Okay.
That's fire.
Drake could never. I just
don't try that.
This is what I don't try. This is what I needed.
Don't try
when
that.
Because you know
he,
what?
He gave you six songs of that. You
there weren't no lyrical exercise there, nigga. That's my point.
That's not true.
There weren't no lyrical exercise there, nigga.
Let's not take shine from what Chance just did there.
Facts. He's heat cooking.
Sounds he can.
Hungry. Sounds hungry. Sounds like he wants to show off his pen. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't think we had that chance for a while still. So this feel, do you know what I mean? Like, I think he's realizing that the last, do you know what I'm saying? That like, people weren't really feeling this shit. So now he's like, do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he hasn't dropped since the big day.
Yeah, and he,
which was,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna revisit that.
Yeah, you feel like maybe you might not have given it. It's just
it defo wasn't on the level of Acid Rap or Coloring Book.
Yeah.
No. But it's interesting that he hasn't dropped anything since. I think that was 2018 or 2019.
Yeah, I was gonna say 2019, I think.
Which is a long time considering.
Yeah. But I don't know, I feel like that's what he did there was fucking, like, even from a technical aspect in terms of if you're going to call that the hook, what he did, like, production-wise with when he says...
Well, using a sample.
Yeah. That bit there. And then change it and then to be and your captain and the next time...
Yeah.
Ending with everything. Yeah, that's... Bro, that's art. That's fucking
like
artistic.
You said, it's a lyrical exercise, isn't it?
Yeah. That man said it himself, rapping like
yeah. I don't know, man.
Art school, like that was some real shit. Like
I hear it. I just don't know how he's gonna get the momentum back he once had.
Supplying us shit like this, give us more.
But he has.
No, he hasn't.
This is it.
I said, give us more. This is not what. Just,
I mean,
this and that's
he
it.
Dropped fucking. Is it No Security? I forgot the title. I Might Need Security, or is it I Don't Need Security? I can't remember, but he's dropped singles before in it. And he's been rapping,
yeah, but
but nothing has really caught like that. Do you get me?
Yeah,
but
yeah, but all I know is just give us more of this. If that's the energy, like the hunger, you can tell there. Like, I know this weren't just a fling it out thing. Like, this was a man I was actually, do you know what I'm saying? Like, actually caring for the craft. Like, so yeah, man. Pen sharp. Shout out Chance, man. But since we're speaking of bars, the butcher coming, nigga.
Yeah.
The Butcher coming, nigga.
Yeah, he dropped his, is it debut?
Yeah.
Debut album.
Big Grids.
Everybody can't go.
Yep, that part. Literally. And I'll be real. I like it still. I do like it.
Certain songs in there are fire. the one with Jadakiss, fire. The Griselda. Pussycat is fire.
Yep.
How to Rap.
Yeah,
nice as well.
Yep, yep. I think also the song with the song with Lil Wayne's crazy. Big Dog. Obviously that dropped before the thing dropped, but yeah, that song's crazy as well. The storytelling as well. Is it TWVTL? I think it is.
I can't tell.
That shit's cold. I don't know. It's produced by Alchemist and Hitboy.
Yeah.
Those two niggas are fucking insane, to be fair. But I feel like Alchemist, he might have, production-wise, caught the best, basically. That's what I'm trying to say.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Alchemist is, he's crazy. He's absolutely insane still. I think it's a very good debut still, and what I do like as well is the fact that he didn't change from what we know him from, innit? And he didn't try to go pop in terms of that. He did obviously do a couple rhythms, like he did a trap beat. I believe it was, it's not How to Rap.
The Big Timers.
Yeah,
I wasn't really a fan of
that. I think that might be the trap one.
Yeah,
even this one with Snoop Dogg was a bit trappy. I don't know how I felt about Snoop on the hook though. How did you think?
I'm cool, man.
It wasn't.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt.
The butcher coming, nigga. Ain't nothing like that first M. Feel like I'm going on my second life. At times I was staring down the barrel. I had to get my mind
ain't nothing like that first M. I felt like I was going on my second life.
That's right, man.
You cocking it? Like, when you go to jail, you get a life sentence in the second half. Yeah, shit.
Bitches gonna get narrow. It's like that nigga's third notice. I won't say it four times. Rolling at my crib like a basketball court size. 6 or 7 years I've been running shit. And just getting started. Think about it. A nigga really might be all time. Y'all know how I do this shit. Gangsters back in this bitch again. Them gangsters back in this bitch again.
Yeah.
I'm like throwing every chain. We push back to back forms like parades. It feels good to see.
Let's stop that right there. I don't want to see Snoop doing this, bro. Come to you. Snoop.
What do you mean?
You're an older statesman, right?
I think this is because it's mid, though. I think it felt just a bit too forced.
Yeah.
The whole thing just felt a bit too forced. Like, yes, shout out Snoopy, put you in the record deal, and Rare Tete is the one that helped pattern it, and Def Jam and Rare Tete, like, do you know what I'm saying? Shout that out, the business, but I think you should have just kept it to a skit.
A narration or
something.
Him
on the hook. And
unless
he's
given an actual verse, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, nah, the hook's not great still, and even though it's a double hook where he's got a part in it and then Snoop's got a part in it and they kind of play off each other and whatnot, I can't say I'm loving it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be real, I can't be saying I'm loving that. But the bars are there though, man, in terms of just street shit, gangster rap and whatnot, man spitting his ass off, throughout. He's cold still. He's cold. Benny, when you come, man.
He can rap.
You got to work with fucking Young Tef. I'll tell you that.
That'd be nice.
Young Tef and Potter Paper for sure. I need those two. Need to whip it up with them, man, still from the London side, still. I think that would be fire. But yeah, just for our first impressions, obviously. The production's brazy. But yeah, no, I don't know. It's a good album, but I don't know. Obviously, it's first impressions and that. I don't know if it's like, I don't even know if it's better than his Tenor Talks, but like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, it's still a very good album, but yeah, no, I don't know. I still need to like take it in fully, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, how do you feel about it?
It was cool, man. It was a decent listen, I'll say that. However, how do I say this? There wasn't really anything that stood out to me, barring a few songs that I really felt like, all right, cool, this is great. This is something that I haven't heard from you before, but you've executed it well. Like the Griselda Posse Con here. What's it called? One second.
Is that Everybody Can't Go?
Griselda Express.
Oh, okay.
That one, fire. Pillow Talk and Slander, Jada Kiss, Babyface, fire.
Yeah.
How to Rap, fire. One Foot In with Stove God Cooks.
Yeah, cold.
Fire. Yeah. Stove God Cooks.
Cold.
The one with Kyle Banks, Everybody Can't Go. It was interesting. Because, I didn't expect Benny to sound as comfortable as he did on there with a singer like that.
Because
that's not the Benny I'm used to. Do you get me? But,
But I did enjoy the fact that it was a good feeling knowing that he didn't try to do the singing thing.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
Yeah, a lot of rappers don't need to, and they're still doing it.
No.
So I was just happy for that expense.
No.
Yes.
No. Let him express himself the way he wants. However, saying that,
I'm happy the way he did it.
The way he is as an artist, for me, he doesn't need to do that. Like, that's like
you saying that.
Pusha T would sing or whatever. Like, he just doesn't need to do that.
A lot of artists are doing that though. So let's not do that. Like, Young Teffy's done some, tried to sing.
No, but he likes melody though.
So? What's that got to do with it?
He's tried it in the past, so what makes you think he won't do it again? Or he shouldn't?
Okay, I'm not saying, I just brought that up. I'm not saying I dislike him or don't like him doing it. I'm just saying that's just an example of a rapper nigga that does the melody at the same time. Like, do you know what I'm saying? That's my only.
I'm happy. Feels compelled to do that.
Yeah, and one day fucking Benny the Butcher might feel compelled to do that as well. Maybe. I'm hoping not.
If that's what he feels compelled to do,
no.
Who are you as the fan to tell them what an artist should or shouldn't do?
Listen, to be honest, bro, we are the fans. We are the fans, though. Obviously, I hear it, though. But, like, yeah, not everything has to be for me, innit? But it is what it is. But, man. I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I think what he done is called. He's and obviously, he's also dropped a couple of visuals as well. Bless you. Lil Wayne's verse on there is crazy. I don't know if you've taken that verse in properly.
I need to re-listen to it still.
But he's spitting on there still, for sure.
I need to re-listen to that.
I don't know. Is there?
I think 56 Nights crazy.
Oof.
I think 56 Nights crazy.
I don't even know if I can say Free the Guy, because...
No.
You can't.
No.
Because what were you expecting, my boy?
And it's not even like it's funny, but A word to the wise is enough.
It is funny to be honest, because what was you expecting, my boy? Like,
boy,
like, bruh. Like,
I think 56 Night is crazy.
Like, you, like, come on, bro.
I think,
like, you must have heard that shit. You actually must have heard that shit, bro.
I think me and Esco are crazy.
And if you don't know what he's talking about, Fredo, yeah, man, he's having a stinker. And he's gonna have to help hold it for a young 5 years and that.
5 years for possession of cannabis.
But do you know what's crazy though? Do you remember the white guy that he was a coach, football coach, and he had CBD oil that weren't even his, bro. It was one of his idiot brethren that left it in his fucking car, bro. And yep. He got 25 years.
Yeah.
But apparently that got brought down to 10 years. But still, yep. 10 years for CBD.
Yeah.
Fighting elbow.
Yeah.
But do you know what it is? I think it's obviously the amount as well. That's probably what it was, isn't it? And my man might have just had like a small amount of whatever. But yeah, that's flames. That's flames still. And he was literally making huge business moves as well, bruv. I hope that don't fuck him up, bruv. Because like, the whole kick game and like man was moved, man was moving, like, you know what I'm saying, making things happen and whatnot, like. But honestly, I feel like he just did that for content, man.
First of all,
because do you know why I say that? It sounds crazy, but like, certain rappers, I feel like they just do a mad thing so that they can rap about it, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, man, do you know what I'm saying?
That's just stupid.
It is stupid, but...
That's stupid.
Because, you know, I say that, yeah, because obviously when he comes back out now, man's going to be...
5 years, G.
So?
And he's probably... Well, I don't know. But I don't know how they do time out there.
I think it's 5 days. No, I don't think they do.
So anything. It's not half time.
I doubt it.
Oh, Jesus.
I doubt it. In Dubai, I doubt it. I don't know. I would hope it's if it's only 2.5, then yeah, it's bad, but it's not the end of the world, innit? Like, but yeah, I would. I think that would be cold still if he's only to do 2.5. But yeah, that would be fucking blessing for him, innit? But yeah, no, it's peak. Like, 5 years, that's tough. But, boy, like I said, I feel like he might have done it for content because I don't know what the fuck you was out there smoking.
That's
weed
dumb.
Like, why are you smoking weed in the
first
bag?
Of all, if you're going to somebody's land, I beg, just respect the rules of the land.
That part.
First of all.
That part.
Second of all, if you know that when the likes of Burner are turning down M's to go to Dubai because of their restrictions on weed.
Yep.
Why would you even take the risk? Third of all,
yep.
Man can't go days without chiefing, bro. What's going on?
Yeah, bro. No, it stinks. But I'll be real,
for the
I
bag.
Think...
Can't just hold a few vapes. Shisha. Cigarettes.
You know what? Yeah, bro. No, it stinks. You should have just flew back, man. Like, what are you doing here, dog? Like,
it's never that serious, like, G. For weed in Dubai.
Yeah, no, it stinks. No.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Like, my people are perishing, man.
Yeah, no, I don't get it still. I think... But what, I don't know. I wonder how he got, like, did he fly there on a PJ, like?
I don't know.
Or, because, to be honest, it's bud, like, you can get more time, you probably would be able to get bud out there, but you're an idiot trying to get that shit out there anyway, innit? Like,
brother!
I don't know why you'd be doing all of that, like, why would you be trying to get
brother!
Bud? Do you know what's funny? I actually had a dream that we went to Dubai, like, the man, and somehow... We were stupid enough to be blazing in the Airbnb.
Never.
And I said,
never,
I remember I came I came into the room and man, they were just rasping it like it was calm. And I was looking at these niggas like, what are you doing? Like, it was the wildest of dreams, bro. It didn't make no sense because none of us are that stupid. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Never,
like,
ever.
None of us are that stupid. But yeah, no, nah, that's some funny shit, man. Free the guys regardless, man.
I mean, I can't even say that in this situation, unfortunately.
Because yeah, most of the time, when niggas go in jail, they ask for it, like.
Bro,
no time.
This is asking for it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying, more time. When niggas go in jail, they ask for it, like free the guy Jeffrey every time, like, you know what I'm saying?
Brother.
Definitely ask for it.
I don't know.
That
man.
Nigga definitely asked for it, bro. But yeah, nah, it's tough still.
Afraid of it, man. You're fumbling.
Yeah, it's fumbled a big bag.
You're fumbling, honestly. I don't understand what would.
Yeah, no, there's no.
What would drive you to do that?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I think 56 nights, crazy. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And how many nights is 5?
Bro, and the maddest thing. Bro, Esco was even lucky.
Yeah.
That the American embassy intervened, apparently, to help get him out.
So
56 nights, G.
That's a year, though. Just over a year. He's doing 5.
Fucking hell.
He's doing 5. And I don't think that includes the year he's already spent. Well, I don't know if he spent a year, but I'm sure he spent.
Did he get arrested? I think it was in November.
Or was it that soon?
I think it was November still.
Fair.
Around about. It was late last year. I think so still.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, you just still. But go stream his music, innit?
Brother. Jeez.
To be honest, he done it for the man them, just to remind them that.
Stupidity.
But you just
that's just dumb. I'm not gonna lie to you, man.
And do you know what's crazy? Like, apparently, man was, I don't know, balls in it or put it, had it in his cheeks, like, to conceal it and whatnot. If you're in a country where you got to do that, you shouldn't be doing
it. You shouldn't.
Balls in your weed, like, just go, like. Mm-mm.
If you know them men are that strict on it.
It stinks.
Gee.
It stinks, though.
I want better for my people, man.
Yeah, that part. And speaking of wanting better for the game, and there's a stinker. Just like Mike's had a stinker for not putting it in his top 5, the Brits have had a stinker as well. The Brits have had a stinker as well. You know what? I didn't even check all the nominations, like all the different categories, but is Potter not nominated once?
No.
Oh, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah. He's doing up. Is it thanks for hate? That's the hashtag he's doing.
Yeah, apparently, hopefully you might be dropping the album, innit? But that's what the people are feeling, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
Will he drop an album?
Yeah.
Probably.
Should do.
I mean, I hear him. And does he have a case? Yes.
Yeah.
However, brother, look at the category name. Is it best hip hop grime? Is it best hip hop rap grime?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck off, man. You're not even respecting the genres enough to give them their own individual genre, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I hear the whole, he should have been nominated, but bro, these award shows, cool.
Cards.
It's about recognition and whatnot.
Mm.
What truly matters is the people that care for you, the people that buy your music, the people that come out to your shows.
Yeah.
And yet, your fan base, innit? All this other shit. Really and truly, in hindsight, is irrelevant.
Yeah,
it's great for their recognition and whatnot. It would be mad to say, yeah, Potter gone from being in jail for like 5 years to come out and nominated for a Brit Award based on that album that he dropped would be an amazing story. But fuck them anyway.
I love Huss, but Huss to be nominated for Album of the Year and not My Man. And Artist of the Year.
Wait, what? He was nominated for Artist of the Year?
Mm.
You're joking.
Yeah, I think he's got four nominations.
You're joking.
Yeah, and Song.
You're joking. And Song. You're joking.
And Song.
You're joking. For what song?
I'm guessing it's the one with Drake, isn't
it? You're joking.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah, it's definitely four nominations. Master Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, and Hip Hop Gram Rap Act of the Year. Yeah, let me actually get these numbers.
You're joking. Oh, gosh. Listen, Huss, I love your music. But let's keep it a stack. Let's keep it a stack. This is not right.
To her?
This is not right.
Yeah, so who else is... Let me show you. So who else is nominated for Artist of the Year is Arlo Parks, Central C, Dave, Dua Lipa, Fred Again, Jesse Waugh, Little Sims, Olivia Dean and Ray.
Wait, that's for Artist of the Year?
Yeah, Artist of the Year.
So they've got... That's... 8 names, I think you mentioned.
I believe it's 10 or 11.
10. 10 you mentioned.
Yeah.
Yet they only have 5 for other. It is, well, that's cool.
Yeah, and Song of the Year is Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Miracle. D-Block, Europe, and Ray, and Casa, Prada, Central C, Let Go. What song is that? Dave and Central C, Sprint Up.
Wait. Stop. Go back. What Central C song?
Let Go.
Fuck off.
What song is that?
Fuck off. Bro. Fuck off. No. No.
Did you
fuck off. Don't tell me you nominated that. No. You man cannot be serious. Wait, hold on. Let's
spin it quickly, yeah.
Just make this clear.
Is that clear?
Yeah. One sec.
And you only need to light when it's burning low.
This song,
it did go though.
Fuck off, broski.
This one went clear though.
This is Song of the Year material.
Take the numbers on it though. These numbers are crazy.
Bro, fuck the numbers. Gee.
What do you think they're best now?
Bro, where are they spinning this outside?
I think they were spinning that.
Brother,
this is Central C.
Fam, for a man that's not even outside like that, I did not hear this anywhere.
Yeah, exactly, because you wasn't outside.
No. Let's keep it a stack. Sprinter. Wherever you turned, heard that.
Bro, that song was on the radio everywhere, bro.
Did you see? Wherever man was at, man heard that. What else?
That song went off. Check the views on it.
Brother.
Check the views on it.
107 M's. I don't give a shit.
107 M's. Listen, is asking me where did they play it.
I don't give a shit.
How many UK artists do you know that's got that?
I don't give a shit.
Stop it, bruv.
I don't give a shit.
Broski, just say you don't like the song like that, innit?
Bro, is not a Song of the Year.
I hear it.
Respectfully.
I hear it, but respectfully, the numbers don't lie, innit? So it is what it is. It is what it is, my boy. Bro, 107 M's. Views.
Continue.
And that's solely on YouTube.
Continue. Continue.
Bro, you gotta let him cook, boy.
No, not for that song.
You gotta continue. Let him cook, my boy.
Not for this song.
Continue. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night, from the Barbie album. Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed. Jay Haas, and Drake, Who Told You. Kenya Grace, Strangers. Lewis Capaldi. Wish You the Best, Pink Panthers, Boy's a Liar. Yeah, banger. Ray featuring 0702, Shake, yes. Escapism, Rudimental, Charlotte Plank, Vibes, Chemistry, Dancing is Healing, Stormzy featuring Debbie, Fire Babe. I don't know about
that's
that.
Very interesting considering that came out almost 2 years ago, but continue.
Did it? Are you sure?
This is what I mean, came out end of 2022.
Is that off?
That's off, this is what I mean.
Oh, but this, the year span, isn't it? Like, the year span, I don't think it's... Because obviously, Lil Sims is on this as well for her album, innit? That was end of 2022.
Okay, you know what, fair play.
So, Switch, Disco, Ella Henderson, React, Venom B and Godard, Messy in Heaven. Those are the... Those are the nominees for Song of the Year.
Big up Central C. G.
What?
Chat to me, man. That's... brother.
Bro, I don't... I'm like... 107 brother. Fucking thingies, bro.
Brother. By Central C, yeah.
So, exactly.
Brother. It, fam. Hold on. Let's just do some calculations here. Let's do some analytics. Hold on.
Please.
Let me go on his... Let's say last five visuals.
Hey, I love the Calvin Cook that shit. The realization, like, oh shit.
Y'all niggas can't be serious.
Like I said, nigga, just say you didn't like
wait, what's going on?
Bro, I remember that one went clear, bro. And I think, no, that's not even the song I'm thinking of, bro. That was an Ardy song. But yeah, no, that one went clear, bro. And as you can see, 107 just off the, what's it? Bro, you're barely going to find another song. That's 107 million, bro.
Wait.
You know how many numbers that is, bro? I don't think there's a UK artist that's got
brother,
that.
Brother, wait.
As a solo act as well. By himself. I don't think there's another... Bro, I think even Sprinter is...
This is crazy.
What's Sprinter get?
Like, 177.
Yeah, see, that makes sense. Because that one's international. Like, that's everywhere.
Wait, niggas will really listen to this song like that? Oh, brother.
Yeah. But do you know what? I do want to shout out the group of the year.
Fair enough,
Blur, Chase, Heady One and K-Trap, Jungle and Young Fathers. But yeah, I just wanted to say that because of Heady One and K-Trap. I think that would be cold for them to win that together still. I don't know how they win that against all of them and there, but
I don't think they will still.
I think it's just great for the shout, innit? Yeah, is there any other categories? New artists, should we discuss the new artists?
Who's on there?
Mahalia, Olivia Dean, Pink Panthers, Ray, and Yusuf Days.
Interesting. Considering I wouldn't call Mahalia.
Or Ray.
Or a new artist, but in terms of what they did, makes sense. Mm. But yeah. Okay, fair. Okay.
And yeah, so hip hop, grime, rap act. You got Cassis Dead, Central C, Dave, and Lil Sims. Bye.
Listen. Alright, cool. Let me say this. How do I say this? You know what? Fuck it. Man's not a hater, so whatever. Yeah. But anyway, that Cassis Dead album, it's inspired. I'll say that. It's inspired by like more 80s dance influence sound. There's a story concept to the album. Which is interesting to listen to. However, personally speaking, do I think it's strong enough to nominate him for this? No. In my personal opinion. But fair enough, innit? Fair enough. But personally speaking, I wouldn't. Big up to him, though.
Yeah.
That's what I have to say.
That's a play,
man. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I think that's kind of funny, though, the fact that they put Heady and K Trap as a group and not Central C and Dave as a group, especially because they did the collab.
That's very true.
A collab project, innit? But
that's very true.
Yeah, they should have both been nominated for that group thing if you're nominating Heady and Fiend. But I don't know. I feel like this thing's just bare political, and that's what it is for most of the show anyway. So can't even look too deep into it. I think I'm Potter, like. It don't matter, like you said, even if you got like your street verified in it, so
exactly,
so that shit don't matter,
bro. Really and truly,
literally.
Oh, fuck award shows,
yeah. No kids,
I mean, I say that now, but in the future, when Slam Talk gets nominated, it won't be that then.
But, yeah. Nah, do you know what? You probably be like, hey, shout out Aubrey,
100%.
And I'm sure you probably take a line from one of his speeches and whatnot.
But let's not do that.
You're not gonna be
that
on stage.
Don't try.
Like my nigga Aubrey said.
A man's hope. Nah. It's not that. Man's whole thing is not built around Drake. Like,
I'm not saying that, but
brother, listen, man's inspired by other people besides Drake. Drake is not the be all end all.
Ah, me,
like, Drake is.
I'm happy you know that
he's a prominent figure.
I'm happy you know that,
but listen, man, he's
no, but I was told him, but like. You know the speech when he was saying for the kids at home and
Yeah.
I feel like you're probably gonna clip that up and be like, take a bath from there, like the boy Drake said. Literally, wait, give it. I don't know how long, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Watch this space.
We'll see. Still.
Playlist.
Playlist.
Gas Me Up. You know that's on there for me anyway. By the boy Skepta, and then I am going to add as well. I'm also gonna add. Let me see. What's this, Benny the Butch? I think I'm gonna add Big Dog actually, because that shit's fire.
Okay.
Yeah, Big Dog, because Wayne's verse on there is crazy. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this
one. I'm gonna add "Made for Me" by Money Long. I don't know why it's just been stuck, but then, yeah, it's gone viral on like TikTok, and I feel like TikTok has helped me like the song even more.
So,
yeah. Oh. It's annoying.
You know what's funny? Remember the debate we were talking about, the whole TikTok thing and whatnot?
Yeah. I mean,
you're feeling like the kids.
Bro, it's not even an unfortunate thing, but I feel like I just have to recognize that TikTok, when used correctly, can be powerful and it can be useful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man's adding that. Made for Me. What else? What am I gonna add?
But yeah, just quickly, just to give you some of the bars from the Weezy, big dog, man said, "I've been a big dog since I was a puppy though. My kennel's in a bungalow. You can walk the dog, I run this hole. Run for me, niggas be barking, turn hush to puppies. Fuck money, I throw a bed out like I'm duck hunting. bitches on me like fleas, but I don't need, but I don't do no Bugs Bunny." Yeah, he's cold, man. Obviously, uh-huh. my flow actually ain't there, like, man ain't a rapper.
I'm gonna add the games we play by Pusha T off the 8-0, because that's a phenomenal song. And, man, it's just unfortunate that him and Drake have the issue. Because these are two of my favourite, but it is what it is, man.
Cool. Hopefully next week we're going to have an actual interview. We're overdue. So the man, I'm overdue to coming up, pulling up. So yeah, we're going to make that happen for next week. Go like, share, subscribe.
Indeed.
All that good stuff. Leave us a rating as well, man, if you're listening every week. Leave us a rating on Apple Music. And I believe you can comment or something like that on Spotify, so run it up, man.
Yeah, facts, you can.
Love. Yeah, man, we gone. Have a good week.